in Syria. We had forces there, and we have forces in northeast Syria. And we have them there with our partner forces, the SDF, and that is to keep Daesh from reclaiming that territory and having that land mass again. So we partner with the SDF. We have numerous patrol bases and outposts out there. And yesterday, an outpost that we call Green Village was attacked by what the Pentagon has said is Iranian-aligned militia groups.
Mm-hmm.
We're not sure yet. No one has claimed responsibility yet. I haven't seen anyone claim responsibility on social media. So we were attacked, and at the point of attack, the soldiers, the U.S. soldiers at Green Village, they returned fire in self-defense. And we have the inherent right of self-defense. So the bad guys lobbed multiple rockets at us. And when they started coming in, then the soldiers at Green Village returned fire with artillery at those positions that were firing at us. So thank God there was no injuries
Yes.
for the U.S. side. And everybody was accounted for. At this point, they're still assessing the damage mm-hmm. that's going on. Now, the threat level is high. It's always high in Iraq and Syria because all the outlaw militia groups and Daesh, you know, they want to create instability and security. The coalition and the U.S., we want to create stability and security and economic prosperity. The bad guys don't want that because they want aggrieved people who will resonate towards their poisonous ideology. And we don't want that. So if they can create instability and insecurity, they'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
And Lieutenant General Calvert, the commanding general of OIR, his number one priority is force protection. So he's going to protect the force, the coalition, the U.S. together, because we work together, and our partners, because all the U.S. and Iraq, all the U.S. and coalition forces are on Iraqi security forces facilities. There's no U.S. facilities here, no U.S. bases. We're co-located with the ISF, and we work with them on a daily basis.
Okay.
In force protection.
How big is the coalition at this point?
So 2,500 U.S. and probably another 1,000 on there, so maybe a little over 3,500. A year ago right now, U.S. forces were over 5,000. When General White transferred command to General Calvert, General McKenzie said, okay, we're going down to 5,000. So September of last year, they went from September of last year, they went from 5,000 to 3,000. So by October of last year, we're at 3,000. And then President Trump, former President Trump, said by January, we'll go from 3,000 to 2,500. And so that's where we're at right now. But that's good. That's a good news story because that just shows how we have been successful with the ISF. And the goal from 2014 is to build that capacity of the ISF to meet the threats of Daesh and protect their borders and their sovereignty. And they're doing that now. So it's a good news story mm-hmm. that the U.S. portion keeps going down.
Good. Can you give us a sense of, you've already sort of explained that ISIS is no longer what ISIS used to be, but can you characterize the threat?
Let me say this. In Iraq, each attack against the government of Iraq and the Kurdistan region of Iraq and against the coalition undermines the authority of Iraqi institutions, the rule of law, and Iraqi national sovereignty. So these outlaw militia groups and Daesh, when they attack, which they believe is the U.S., they're actually attacking ISF facilities. Because, again, there's no U.S. facilities. When Daesh has IEDs go off against what they say are U.S. convoys, there's no U.S. convoys. They are Iraqi civilian contracted logistic convoys. It's just some Iraqi man trying to make a living in this country, and Daesh is attacking his vehicle and trying to kill him. So each time they attack GOI, KRI, and the coalition, it undermines Iraqi institution, the rule of law, Iraqi national sovereignty, and it creates that instability and that insecurity And that's what the government of Iraq wants: security, stability, investment for the economy to grow. Now, that being said, we're committed to working cooperatively with our Iraqi partners to address these threats, which undermine Iraq's own sovereignty and stability and threaten the security of Iraqi civilians. The outlaw militia groups and Daesh have killed more Iraqis since September 2020 than Americans or coalition.
Colonel Wayne Morato, spokesman for Combined Joint Task Force Operation Inherent Resolve. J.J. Green, WTOP News.